Now, in the fourth verse, he says, "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king." If you'll notice, it doesn't give the number of days. And this is unusual because the children of Israel were told they were to be put out of that land three times, and they would be returned three times. And each time God put them out of that land, he told them how long they would be out except the last time. Now, he said first to Abraham, "I'm going to put your children out of the land. I'm going to give you this land. It's yours. But I'll put you out of the land for 430 years down in the land of Egypt. Then you're going to come back." And they did. That was fulfilled, literally. Jeremiah said to them, "Because of your sin, you're going to be sent into captivity to Babylon. You'll be down there 70 years. Now, Hosea, speaking to the northern kingdom, because they actually never returned. And there's many days. They'll abide many days. Well, how long is many days? Well, right now we have some that are saying that the Lord's going to come by 2000 A.D. And I don't know where they get that. I always feel like these fellows must have a private line into heaven that I don't have, and I guess maybe I'm a little jealous, because I'd like to have that private line also, or at least know what the number is. But they got the number. Some say now 2,000, and there are others saying, I know one, I have a tape of a message he gave, and he says that this generation living today is the one that's going to see the coming of Christ. I'd like to know where you get that. May I say to you, that sounds good today to a lot of untaught Christians and those that are sensational mongers today, and we have those. We have a lot of prophecy mongers about today. But the children of Israel shall abide many days. How many days? And why didn't the Lord give the number here? Because in this interval, while they're out of the land, and they went out in 70 A.D., and they actually have never returned to the land according to the Word of God. Now, hear me very carefully, because this is very important to see. They have returned to the land today, and it's remarkable what has happened over there. But it's not the fulfillment of prophecy, because the prophecy says when they return, they'll return to God. And it's the belief now of several outstanding prophetic students, that is, two men I know, that believe they may be put out of that land again before you have really the fulfillment of prophecy of their return to the land as a nation. And when they return, they'll return to God. Now, will you notice here, they have no king. The children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince. We mentioned that. And without a sacrifice. Now, a great many people are saying to me, they said, "Well, Dr. McGee, you have quoted the scripture in Luke 21 that Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. We must be at the end because now Israel has Jerusalem." Now, here's where I want you to hear me very carefully. So easy today to jump to conclusions, you see. Now, I want to say, first of all, I believe we're living in the last days. And somebody says, "Well, you mean then the Lord will be coming soon." I don't know how soon, because we've been in the last days for 1,900 years. And the Lord Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." And that is 1,900 years ago. So I'm not prepared to say it'll be tomorrow or next week or next year or in this century. I just don't happen to know. But I do believe we see the setting of a stage today when action will begin when the church is removed from this earth. Now, the reason the date's not given here is that the church is dateless, nameless, timeless. You see, we're heavenly people. Have no name, but some of you folk thought it was Baptist, and some others of you thought the name of the church was Presbyterian, and even some of you thought it was Methodist, and some of you thought it was Independent. But I have news for you. Church has no name. Never was given a name. ecclesia just means a called out body. And he's calling out a body that's going to be his bride. I could make a suggestion to you. The church in the parable of the pearl of great price, the church is, I think, the pearl that this merchantman Jesus came and he bought it. And he paid a big price for the church. And I'll not go into that today other than to say this, that the word for pearl is Marguerites. And if the church has any name at all, it's Margaret. That may astound you. I bet you never heard of a church that was named Margaret, the Margaret Church. Somebody says, what church you go to? I told a fellow one time, I said, I go to the Margaret Church. He thought I was kidding him. I really was serious about it. I think that's the name of it. And it was down here dateless. If you had met Simon Peter an hour before the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, why, and you'd said, do you know what's going to happen here in a little while? He'd said, no, what's going to happen? He didn't know. Church came in existence, dateless. The birth was announced, but not the date of it. And the time of the rapture, you are not given any date concerning it. And because of that, the children of Israel are going to abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice. Now, let's come back to this. Do they have Jerusalem today? Well, may I say this to you? All of the holy places in Jerusalem, old Jerusalem, are in the hands of either the Muslims, either the Russian Catholic, the Greek Catholic, the Armenian Church, or the Roman Catholic, and they've all built cathedrals or churches over all these spots. And Israel doesn't have them. Israel doesn't dare touch those sacred spots. I said to a guide that I got acquainted with, and he's become a Jewish friend of mine, I said to him, why don't you go up there? You've got Jerusalem now, and tear down that Mosque of Omar and put up a temple. He says, what do you want us to do, to start World War III? It'll sure start it, friends. Be no question about that. May I say to you, they don't have the temple area. They don't have a sacrifice today. The only place they've gotten to is the Weeping Wall. They're still at the Weeping Wall, friends. That's where they are today. And they do not have a sacrifice except the one that we have today. And that's when Jesus died. 1900 years ago outside the city, but he has been raised from the dead and he's at God's right hand. They do not have a sacrifice and without an image. Now, the idea here of an image is the fact that God didn't give them, very frankly. God never gave them any images, if you'll notice, no likeness at all. But he did give them many things, for instance, without an ephod or without teraphim. And teraphim are these little things that they carried around, little objects. And actually, they were little idols that they were carrying around, and they began to worship those things. Now, God says they're going to get away from idolatry. They won't have an image. And there's one thing you can say about Israel over there. They're not in idolatry. They've not turned to God, but they certainly have turned away from idolatry.